Archer's Omnibus for the week 12 to 16 January 1998.
Time you put a few more logs in that stove.
I'm banking it up, not putting more wood on.
Well, how are you and me supposed to keep warm then?
You could try and do some work.
There ain't much you can do with the old farm frozen up.
You could try chopping some logs.
Ah, that ain't a bad idea.
People will be crying out for wood if it goes on like this.
Well, thought you were suggesting it as a way of keeping us warm.
Be a way of making a bit of extra money and getting your circulation going at the same time. Ooh, Eddie, shut it quick.
Let me get in first. Oh, is there any tea left in the pot?
Yeah, if your dad ain't finished it.
Oh, it's empty.
Well, I was only trying to warm myself through.
That's your excuse for still sitting here.
Woman who come to the over 60s said it were very important to keep warm.
Oh, I bet you didn't say you should sit around doing nothing.
I wasn't going to do nothing. I was going to spend the morning catching up on some paperwork.
Skiving, you mean?
Ah, well, I've been very worried about them cell counts, Perry.
Well, do something about it, then call the vet in.
I've already told you, it's too expensive.
Ah, arm and a leg. Not to mention all the other bits in between. Them vets, they got you by the...
So what do you suggest we do then, Joe?
Look, things will improve. I've improved my parlour hygiene.
Well, that's how it works. Because if not, you know darn well we'll end up having 10p a litre deducted.
Yeah,
which will
know.
Mean we'll lose half our milk income, just like that. Before you know it, they'll stop collecting the milk altogether and we'll be out of business. Oh, Eddie, what Simon Pemberton couldn't do, your dirty habits will.
Oh, Clary.
Remember how we walked them new cows up the lane when we first got them, eh? And how we milked them through that bale? And now we're going to chuck it all away because calling the vet's going to cost us money.
Oh, he does know his stuff, does Alistair?
Then ring him. Oh, you'll have to get your tea yourself, Eddie. I'm off to work. So that when this farm does go down the tubes, at least I'll stand a chance of feeding me and the boys.
OK, I'll ring Alistair.
Here, Clary, don't forget your hat. That were another thing they told us at the over 60s. Always wear a hat.
Shame nobody said nothing about the amount of hot air that could escape through your mouth.
Hey?
Eddie.
I've told you I'll ring him.
Did you want to get one of the men to do that?
No, I wanted a job that warmed me up.
Yeah, I can't see it thawing at all today.
No, neither can I. That's why I'm going to put some grit down around the entrance. You don't want the grain on it going into the ditch.
No.
But if you've got 5 minutes, perhaps you could pick up that spade and give me a hand.
Right. You're going to fill the whole trailer?
Oh, well, might as well. Then we've got it to put down however we need it.
Breaks my heart to think what we're getting for that wheat.
As you said, you could always cut costs.
I seem to remember that when I suggested getting rid of Sammy Whipple...
What about the way you and Mum live?
Yes, well, having one sausage, not two for breakfast, really not going to make a great deal of difference, Debbie.
What about those boots Mum bought on Saturday?
She needed something to wear in this sort of weather.
What's wrong with Wellingtons?
Oh, Debbie, can you imagine your mother's response if I told her she couldn't go shopping?
Well, while we're talking about money... I took £30 out of the petty cash to pay William Grundy.
30 quid?
He was here nearly all weekend.
Oh, I'd have thought he'd have been grateful to have been slipped a fiver.
He's a good worker.
Once upon a time, a lad like William Grundy would have helped out just for the sake of the experience.
Everyone knows what their time's worth now.
Oh, he'll only go and fritter it away on video nasties or something.
Actually, he told me he was going to buy a new halter for Posh Spice and a calf. Brian! Oh, careful, Mum. It's a bit slippery.
Oh, everywhere's lethal. And the weather forecasts have been warning about black ice.
Yeah, that's why I'm loading up with grit.
Well, that's the reason I came out. I think it would be a good idea if one of you went and gritted the path outside Kate's cottage.
Why?
Well, I should have thought that was obvious.
She's still here, then?
Well, yes. Which means there's still a chance that we might be able to persuade her not to leave.
She couldn't possibly want to go when it's like this.
I never understood how Kate coped with bad weather when she's on the road.
Nor me.
You going to go and see her?
I think it might be better if you went, Brian.
No, I've got things to do this morning.
But if you could just...
Jenny, whatever I say to Kate, she'll make up her mind to do the opposite.
Well, in that case, perhaps you should play the heavy and order her out.
Oh, don't even joke about it.
Look, I've got a business meeting with Matt Crawford, who isn't going to be pleased at the projections for next year's farm income, so I think I'd better go and get changed, don't you?
Well, what do you want me to say to Kate, then?
Whatever you think's best, darling.
Well, can I say that Friday was all in the heat of the moment?
That's up to you.
Do you think she really intends to go, Mum?
Oh, I don't know. She says it's just a case of packing.
That sounds like a suitably delaying tactic.
I suppose she doesn't have that many things.
I can't think she's going to spend days cleaning up the cottage.
Well, I told her I'd see to that.
And she's had all weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, when you go and have a word with her, you'll probably find she's calmed down.
You will go and put some grit down, though, won't you?
Yeah. And then I'm going to go to bed, so I'm ready for tonight's shift in the lambing shed.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
I know.
Betty in the stock room?
No, she's gone to take various essentials down to the old people's bungalows. I said I'd hold the fort.
That's good of you.
You don't want Mr. Pullen slipping on the ice?
No.
I thought you'd be at the dairy.
Oh, I have been, but Pat promised us all hot chocolate for 11s. Only to discover that she hadn't got no cocoa.
Well, it's good to hear about someone who likes to keep the workers happy.
Wonder if I should take a large tin or a small one?
Oh, the large tins are better value for money.
And are these packets of shortbread really only 50p?
Apparently.
Well, tell you what, I'll take a small tin of chocolate and a packet of biscuits, and that way I'll still have some change for Pat.
Right, thanks. That's 1.57, please, Clary.
There you go.
Thanks.
I must say, you are looking well.
You've heard then.
Well, you know what it's like in a village.
Don't I just? There's a change.
Oh, thanks. I am right in thinking you were pleased.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
Well, I wouldn't be going through with it if I wasn't.
That'd be sad.
So, there you are then.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, you said nothing out of turn?
Why should you have done?
Oh, good.
It was something completely natural, isn't it?
I mean, you ain't the first and you certainly ain't going to be... No, I just meant...
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a single mother.
No, of course there ain't. No. But it must help having such a nice place to live when you think of what a lot of single
I'm not staying in the cottage.
Oh, are you moving back in with your mum and dad?
Oh, you must be joking. No, as soon as I've got a few things together, I'm leaving.
Oh, where are you going then?
Well, actually, Clary, I don't know.
Oh, dear. Your dad ain't thrown you out, has he?
No. I'm going so he doesn't have to pay for my mistake, as he calls it.
Well, I can see he might have been a bit shocked.
I'm quite happy to go.
But what about the baby?
It'll be much better off having a mother who isn't completely stressed out by her family.
But how are you going to live?
I'll manage.
If we got a proper spare room, I'd say you could come and stay with us. Well, till things had settled down with your dad.
Things aren't going to settle down between me and my dad. So, well, like I say, as soon as I've got a few things ready, I'm leaving.
See? Well, I suppose you know your own business best.
Oh. Hi, Kate. I wondered where you were.
I went up to the shop for some chewing gum. Huh. Ended up holding the fort for Betty. What are you doing?
Gritting your path. What does it look like?
Why?
Because Mum's worried about you slipping.
That was thoughtful of her.
Do you want me to leave you a few bucketfuls?
Oh, there's no need. I won't be here.
You're not still thinking of leaving?
Yes, as soon as I'm ready.
But Kate, the weather
is I've got to get away.
Okay, I suppose it's up to you.
Thanks.
I've been thinking of having a holiday when lambing's over.
That's a good idea. I'm always saying you should enjoy yourself more.
Yeah, Kenton's been talking to me about his yacht.
I sometimes wonder if it really exists.
He showed me photos. I'm wondering about investing some of the money Roger gave me in it.
Oh, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
Why not?
Because I don't think Kenton's got a clue about money.
And you have.
I know enough not to let myself get ripped off. Uh-oh. What does Mum want?
Probably come to see how you are.
Great boots, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling.
What a shame I don't take the same size.
Oh, Debbie, thanks for coming down and doing the path.
It's all right.
How are you, Kate? We haven't seen you all weekend.
I was getting things sorted.
Well, why don't we go into the warm and have a chat there?
Mum, I'm pregnant, not ill. I don't need to be mollycoddled.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
And the baby's certainly warm enough.
Yeah, well, it was the baby I wanted to talk about.
Mum, if this is about me staying...
I've already tried.
Debbie and I are both very concerned about you.
There's no need to be. I've told you I can look after myself.
But I worry about you too.
You don't need to.
Well, I know things are going fine at the moment.
And they're going to go on being fine.
But not having a proper place to live.
I'm going, Mum, and here's the reason now.
Hello. I thought you had a meeting with Matt Crawford.
I did.
It can't have lasted more than 5 minutes.
I haven't actually been to Borchester. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Why, what happened?
Well, first, Eddie had managed to overturn his muck spreader and block the road. So I had to go halfway around the village. And then just as I got to the bypass...
Which has caused so much trouble for this family.
What was that?
Nothing.
Matt rang and said something else had come up, so he was cancelling the meeting.
When you were already on your way?
Yeah, considerate of him, wasn't it?
Oh, well, you know what I thought of him when he came for dinner that time.
So yet again I turned the car around when I got another call.
He didn't tell you the meeting was on again.
Peggy.
Oh. Well, Mum never rings you on the car phone. She thinks it's dangerous.
Well, she wanted to know if it was true that Kate was pregnant.
And what did you say?
What could I say?
I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, I never wanted Mum to find out through gossip.
I think I'd better give Gran a ring.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, she might as well hear the truth from the horse's mouth. I'm sure she won't treat me the way you've done.
I wouldn't be so sure.
That's what you told Gran. Well, I wanted Kate to.
Because you didn't want to have to admit that she was pregnant.
Oh, Brian, that's not true.
You know the Grundys, no? I shall be glad when Kate spares us all the embarrassment and moves out.
Dad, do you really want to see her leave?
Debbie, as far as I'm concerned, Kate made her bed and now she can lie in it.
That's not the metaphor I would have chosen.
Well, I think it's very appropriate.
We've got to get her to change her mind. And you've got to change your attitude, Brian.
Oh, sorry, Jenny, but I'm afraid I'm not going to do that.
You can make as much noise as you like. You're not going to get fed again. What time do you call this? I was about to go and get on with my rounds.
Sorry.
It doesn't give me a very good impression when I'm thinking of working with you.
If you just give me a chance to explain.
I've got my calls to get on with.
Yeah, of course you have. It's entirely my fault.
Oh, yeah?
I'll come clean. I overslept. It's a pathetic excuse, but it always used to be Haley who set the alarm.
I'm surprised you need an alarm. I used to wake up at the same time I used to when I was working at Brookfield.
Well, I don't normally. Just had a bit of a late night.
Yeah, you can when you're living on your own.
I was trying to get in touch with Haley. Mm-hmm. I rang every 10 minutes from 9:30 till midnight. She's never been brilliant at late nights, and what with looking after Becky and that drive from Birmingham.
You don't think she came in and unplugged the phone?
Well, why would you do that?
Well, Susan does it if she wants an early night.
I just wanted to try and explain.
John, I feel sorry for you about Haley, but do you think we could get on with discussing the matter in hand?
Why not? It's far more interesting than my private life. Look, the first thing you're going to have to do is get hold of a Duroc bore.
How much is that going to cost me?
It's an investment.
There's nothing wrong with my bore.
Your Landrace might be able to do the business, but we're talking about eating quality.
Yeah, well, there is that.
More intramuscular fat, better bacon.
So I've heard.
It's just what we need. A saddleback Duroc cross. Plus, it's a lot more hardy, which means they'll be able to stand up to conditions like this morning.
You really think it'll make that much difference?
Oh, definitely. Right product for the right market. Well, price I'll be paying for those wieners, you'll be taking a holiday in the Seychelles next year.
Yeah, I wish.
What do you want me to do?
Just go through your normal milking procedure and I'll watch.
Right. I give her a squirt from the drop line. Give her a good white ring with the other fluff. And I put the cluster on, see? Regular milking practice, but I've been doing morning and night for years.
You've never had cell count problems before?
Oh, of course we have, but never this bad. Oh, before we had this new parlour, we knocked them through a bale. Clary had to bring over hot water and old churn. We never had any problems then.
Well, I think you're probably being very careful about hygiene.
Oh, well, I'm always careful, you've just seen that. See, I'm doing exactly the same with this one.
You never wear gloves?
No, I like to be able to feel what I'm doing. No, I always stick them under the tap before I start milking.
I noticed that.
There you are then.
Now, the thing is, you didn't wash them properly. Then you dried them by wiping them on your overalls. I hate to think how many bugs you could have picked up.
Well, his overall was clean on yesterday.
No, that's not really the point. Dirty hands are one of the best ways of spreading infection. And then there's the other cloth.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It's another way that infection could easily be spread from cow to cow.
So you're saying it's my fault?
I'm just pointing out that there are some very simple things you could do to improve your hygiene procedure.
Hello?
Oh, morning.
What brings you here?
I've had a call in to pick up the shovel.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's out in the yard.
Well, I'm glad to see you've got all the muck moved.
Yes, everybody would.
So what are you doing here, Alistair?
Oh, just a routine bit of herd maintenance.
Really?
You'll see the shovel all right. It's by the back door.
Oh, right.
And your warning triangle. So if that's everything...
Right, I'll leave you to it.
Actually, Brian, I'll need to have a word with you sometime.
Oh, yeah?
It's about the parking at the business unit.
Ah, Susan did mention it. Look, I'm so sorry. Yes, we'll get the parking marked out properly.
And it was part of the agreement when I signed the lease.
Well, you know how things slip at this time of year.
Yeah, well, I would like to get it sorted.
Leave it with me.
This whole area will have to be grassed down.
Oh, of course. As soon as the weather warms up.
Right.
Can't be soon enough for me. There you are, old boy. Like having your back scratched, don't you?
Yeah, they all do. You're nearly as sentimental about them as Uncle Phil.
You can't help being fond of them.
He's got to go, Neil. Duroc's the pig.
I suppose he is getting a bit past it.
Well, there you go, then. He served his purpose.
You're right. Go on, then. Off you go. Go on. Oh, I'd already begun to think of getting rid of him.
Yeah, no problem there, then. I told you you wouldn't regret going into business with me. Gonna need to improve this fencing.
What's wrong with it?
Well, you need another stand on there.
Well, they never got out before. Wilder, are they? Organic pigs?
No, of course not. But you've got to do the job right.
All right, I'll change the fencing.
You aren't happy about this deal?
I wouldn't have come up here this morning if I wasn't, would I?
Well, everything I'm saying makes sense.
Am I saying it doesn't?
Of course. If you're not clear about anything, then...
I'll ask.
Well, that's the sort of cooperation I need. Mm.
Can I get on?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Oh, good.
Hayley.
Hi, Susan. Long time no see.
How are you?
Surviving.
Good.
I got this lovely poster for Christmas, just brought it in to have it framed. Oh. I tell you, I thought it was so nice of Roy to give me a Christmas present.
Oh, you and him are ever such good friends.
Oh, yeah. We had a really good night out together last night.
Oh, anywhere nice.
One of his mates at uni was having a birthday, so we went to see the dogs.
Did you win anything?
I came home just about even, but it was fun. That was the main thing. So how's Neil?
Oh, fine.
Don't envy him having to do his pigs in this weather.
You know what Neil's like. He never seems to mind.
John was the same.
As a matter of fact, he's seeing John this morning.
Oh?
He's been talking to Neil about producing organic wieners.
Oh, yeah. John was always complaining about how far he had to go to get them.
You sound as if you're missing him.
I am. It's getting a bit better, but I'm not over him yet.
Things like that take a long time.
I've got to have a relationship with someone I can trust.
And you don't think that one day that could be John?
No. I know he still hopes we can get back together. But there it is.
Well, perhaps one day you'll be friends again, eh?
Well, if we are, it's going to take a very long time. I tell you what has been nice, though.
What's that?
Just how supportive Pat and Tony have been. I'd hate to think I'd never see them again.
Oh, I know Pat's very fond of you.
Oh, when I think of what Roy's told me about the way he's been treated by Kate's parents.
Oh, it is true, then.
What?
Was that Kate's pregnant?
Yes. But according to her, Roy's not the father, and even if he was, she doesn't want anything to do with him.
How can any woman want to be a single mother?
I'm not sure anyone does, really.
No, but... I don't really mean that.
Susan, there you are.
Oh, I've just finished.
Hi, Mr. Aldridge.
Hello, Hayley. I've just been told by Alistair you still haven't done anything about the car park.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I was waiting for instructions.
Well, why didn't you remind me?
Well, I did ring last week.
Well, not to my knowledge.
Kate said she'd give you a message.
Oh, Kate, there's no point to her about anything.
Well, I'm sorry. But what do you want me to do about the car park?
Get someone to come round and paint a few yellow lines.
Yes, okay.
Make an invoice out to Borchester Land. You can manage that, can't you?
All I needed was instructions.
Well, I thought it was something you could have done under your own initiative. And if you could get it done as soon as possible, please. Thank you. Goodbye, Ellie.
Which side of the bed do they get out of this morning?
He's always like that. And he's the one who's always too busy rushing to tell me anything properly. Graham Ryder's exactly the same. Sometimes I don't think either of them's got any opinion of me.
I don't know how you stand it.
Oh, if you knew the number of times I've thought of handing in my notice.
Well, I've gone through with it if anyone had treated me like that.
But then I wouldn't have a job, would I? Oh, are you going line dancing tonight?
Eh? Oh, no, no.
Me and Emma will be there.
I'm babysitting for Shula.
Oh, that's unusual. She usually leaves him with one of her family.
She's got a date. Your vet's taking her to an art exhibition.
She's going out with Alistair.
Seems so.
Lucky Shula.
You think he's a bit of all right, do you?
Let's say he's a man who knows how to treat people properly.
Now then, first of all, we give each teat a really good squirt of water.
Yeah?
Dry it with a bit of paper towel. That's what you need to use when you're milking. Now then, I'll swab it with surgical spirit first. We're not going to be long now, old girl. Right. Now the container's sterile. The only bugs I want in here are those from the milk. Now all I need is the number.
Yeah. 33, she is.
33. Oh, I'm going to send this one and the ones I'm about to take to the VI centre, and we should have the results in a few days.
But what about the ones who've definitely got mastitis?
When I've taken the rest of the samples, I'm going to tube those, and you're going to have to throw away their milk for the next 4 days.
Yeah, I know that. Withdrawal period.
Quite. Sorry, excuse me. Hello? Shula! Oh. Right, yes. No, I don't think you've done anything wrong. Just put him in his loose box and I'll come straight over. Look, don't worry. We don't want you getting Ringo into any more of a state than he's already in. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Pull him up the stables.
Yes. I don't want Shula panicking because Christine's away. Sorry, where was I?
You were just reminding me about treating the clinical cases, and then I've got to start pouring their milk down the drain.
I don't believe it.
Hi.
Look, this is where I work. Will you just go away?
Well, I've been waiting to talk to you.
John, will he get the message? No, never, ever.
Well, can we just talk?
Look, I'm sorry. I've got a job to do. I thought you had one too.
Well, talking to you is more important than going to Bridge Farm.
I'm not sure your mum and dad think that.
Hayley!
Don't touch me, John.
I just want to talk to you.
There is nothing we've got to say.
I think there is.
I'm sick of excuses.
This isn't an excuse. I just wanted to say that... Well, that I love you.
If I've heard it once...
We were right together.
Oh, what a shame you had to go and spoil it.
Can we just talk?
Do you never get the message?
Hayley!
I'm sorry. This is where I work. Now, will you just go away?
You're not being fair.
I don't think I'm going to have to be, do you? Right. I'm going to shut this door, and I don't want any hammering or banging, OK? OK, John Archer?
Hayley!
How the hell do you expect me to trust you? Goodbye.
Joanne said I'd find you here.
Oh, hi, Kenton.
How's it going?
I had to call Alistair out yesterday.
Why?
I really thought Ringo was getting better, so I took him out in the paddock for some exercise and he started stumbling. It was awful, particularly because he didn't want to leave his box in the first place.
You'll have to take more water with it, Ringo.
Oh, it wasn't funny.
What was the diagnosis?
It's beginning to look as if it's navicular.
Come on, I'm not the horsey person you are.
Well, it's a progressive disease.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, it is. And if this chap has got it, it's seriously going to affect his value.
But Aunt Chris has only just bought him.
Oh, I wouldn't say just. She's had him since the beginning of October. And the two of you have taken to each other in a big way, haven't you?
Is there a treatment?
Yeah, warfarin, apparently. But according to Alistair, that's rather old-fashioned. Worth trying first.
Well, what's the matter if it works?
Well, he'd have to be on it for life, and it thins the blood. But it could still be laminitis. I'm expecting Alistair any minute to come and x-ray him.
How on earth are you going to do that?
Portable x-ray machine.
Ah, the wonders of modern technology.
I'd hate to try and get this one in a horse box. He's not really fit to travel.
Yeah, and apart from your working relationship, how are you getting on with Alistair?
Oh, I was wondering when you were going to ask me that.
I am your twin. It's only to be expected that I take a close interest in your personal life.
We had a great time.
Yeah. Did you buy any of the pictures?
Well, there are a couple I might have bought if I'd been able to afford them.
Could have been a great investment opportunity.
Oh, only if you understand the art market. Then, after the viewing, we went to the Feathers for dinner.
Yeah, I wish I could afford the Feathers.
Money's still tight.
I was wondering if there was any chance of a loan.
Oh, so you're not really interested in how my date went?
Of course I am. But if you could lend me 100.
What?
I've got to go to London for the weekend. If you can't manage 100, 50 will be better than nothing.
Oh, David told me that last week's money-making scheme didn't quite go according to plan.
Yeah, never been able to trust the Grundys.
Well, you hadn't exactly been straight with them.
If it had worked out, I'd have been able to settle all my debts.
Including the wine bar?
I wish Lizzie wouldn't keep going on about it.
Well, she wants to make sure that everything's in shape when Nelson gets back. And have you paid John for the pork yet?
I'm going to get it all sorted after the weekend. That's why I need to go to London.
Another deal?
A mate's coming through on his way to New York. He's bringing the money for the hire of the boat over Christmas and New Year.
Well, can't you put a cheque in the post?
It's a lot simpler all round if I just pick up the cash.
Doesn't it all have to go through the books?
Oh, that'll all have been done at the other end.
I suppose you want me to give you cash.
You're a great sister and I love you and I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
If you're seeing your friend in London this weekend...
Oh, here comes your boyfriend.
Don't call him that.
Are you going out with him again?
Oh, yes.
Then I don't know what else to call him. Afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Isn't it great now the days are beginning to draw out?
I thought you said it was portable.
Oh, well, I can carry it. Just.
From your description, I thought it was going to be something like a laptop.
Oh. Afternoon, Kenton. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to thank you for that great New Year's Eve.
No problem. I'd better get a move on. You need to sort out your patient.
Oh, Ringo. You're as bad as Dad when it comes to being a patient.
Shula, if I could call around and pick that up tomorrow morning...
Well, yes, I'll get it from the cashier.
It would help if I could have the full lot.
OK. Yeah.
Good luck. Hope you can sort him out.
See you tomorrow.
Love you.
No.
Before we get on with what I'm here for, can I just say what a great evening it was last night? I know it was a bit last minute.
Oh, no, I had a lovely time.
Was Daniel okay when you got in?
Yeah, Hayley said she'd had a bit of a problem getting him off to sleep.
Because of his cold?
She'd put so much vapour rub on his chest, I could smell it as soon as I opened the door.
What do you want to do about eating tomorrow night?
You think we should take your dad out?
Well, you know what Dad's like after a good meal.
Trouble is, it starts at 7. The last Milk Mart meeting was 8, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, it means we won't have time to eat before.
I'll take him for a pint afterwards, then.
Sounds good to me. I did ask your mum if she wanted to come, but as she pointed out, who'd look after Pip and Josh?
Sheila?
Your mum didn't think she'd be able to get away from the stables on time. She's got a horse she's very worried about.
She just wants a chance to see Alistair.
The horse is ill. And you know how seriously Sheila takes standing in for Chris.
No, there's bound to be plenty of bump. Just have to bring copies home for Mum.
Let's hope she has time to read it.
There's no problem. She can read it to Pip next time she asks her for a story.
I can't quite see a policy statement from Franz Fischler replacing Noddy.
Can't you?
No. Anyway, I'm glad this meeting's come up now. We might get a better idea how rough things are going to get for dairy farmers.
Maybe Dad will come out of it saying that he thinks we should expand the herd immediately.
Yeah, and pigs might fly.
Hey, what's up with you?
Right, I've got the milk in.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Just come to tell you I'm off.
Right.
Ooh, that's me. You got a rat's nest in them bales.
Yeah, I know. Hey, do you fancy having a go at them?
Yeah, why not? I do with someone to warm me up.
Can't we just put down a trap?
Nah, it's ages since we had a decent rat hunt. Mm. Hey, Mike, do you want to go and grab a couple of spades?
Right. You want one, Ruth?
No, I'm not bloodthirsty like the two of you.
What's going on here?
We think Jet's found a rat's nest.
Do you fancy having a go at it, Neil?
Well, I was looking for your dad.
Now, you want to pull that piece of corrugated iron round the back? That way, when we move the bales, we'll only have one escape route.
Right.
Look, I can't bear to miss the fun. I'll go and get me wellies out of the back of the car.
You're as bad as David and Mike.
If you'd had Viles' disease, you'd think the only good rat was a dead one. Don't flush him out till I'm back.
Right.
What's Neil here for?
I'll feed for Hology.
Good bit of timing.
Right, well, if I stand here and Mike's there, then Neil can cover the middle.
Against the three of you and Jet, it won't have a chance.
Yeah, well, that, my darling, is the general idea.
I didn't know what to tell Auntie Chris when she rang this morning.
Where did you say she'd gone?
Guernsey. She's staying with my cousin, Lillian.
And did you tell her about his stumbling?
Yes, and I asked her if she'd had him vetted.
Can I guess what the answer was?
She said she gave him a thorough going over before she bought him.
How did she expect to see something that I'm hoping to pick up on an X-ray?
Yeah, it could be a very expensive mistake on her part.
Right. Can you hold his head?
Uh-huh.
I'll lift his leg so I can get the plate under.
Oh, good chap, good chap.
That's it. Now, Sheila, just move back a bit, please.
Oh, right.
Here goes.
How long is it going to take to develop them?
I'll try and get them done as soon as I get back to the surgery. Do you want me to ring you?
Oh, yes, please.
Right then, let's do your other foot. Can you turn him round, Sheila?
Yeah. Come on, come on.
I'll just reposition this.
Oh, come on, Ringo. Having an X-ray doesn't hurt.
And I thought I had rather a good stable side manner.
If it is navicular, I don't know how I'm going to tell Aunt Chris.
Well, I'd be happy to ring her for you.
Oh, she's left me in charge. It's part of my responsibility.
OK, here goes. Just remember, it's not your fault.
No, I know, but...
OK. All I've got to do now is take some blood.
Oh, I thought you were just going to x-ray him.
Well, if he does have to have warfarin, I need to know what his normal clotting rate is. Mind out in case he kicks when I put the needle in.
Oh, OK.
I'm just going to... Didn't feel a thing, did you? You sometimes have to adjust the dosage to keep the clotting rate right.
So how do you give him the warfarin?
Oh, it'll be crushed up in his normal feed.
It'd be something I'd do.
Or whoever's looking after him.
Every day?
If your aunt wants to keep him.
Oh, I'm sure Auntie Chris wouldn't want him put down.
Yeah, it would be a shame with such a beautiful horse.
I suppose there's still a chance that it could be something else.
I think it's a very slim one. Well, I'm sorry we can't see each other socially until next week.
Yes, so am I. But by the time I've seen Caroline tomorrow night... Oh, I didn't tell you. Graham Ryder's asked her out tonight. He wants to pay her back for the ticket she had last week.
Well, the ones we couldn't use.
Yeah, he's taking her to see Felbisham Light Operatic.
Oh, she likes music. She'll enjoy that.
I wouldn't be quite so sure.
Any ideas about where you'd like to go next week?
Well, I enjoyed sitting and talking over our meal.
Oh, well, that's easy enough to arrange.
I could cook us a meal.
You've got more than enough on your plate without cooking for me. Besides, does my ego good to be seen out with an attractive woman?
Thank you.
Right, here you are then, David. Cheers. All right, Neil's going to join in the fun. He's just putting his Wellingtons on.
Fun?
Well, you don't have to kill anything. You can just move the bales.
If you think I'm moving those when there's a rat's nest in there...
Neil says you found a rat.
Oh, you lot are so bloodthirsty.
It's just a bit of vermin control.
Yeah, well, I'm going in to give Pip her tea. I'll leave you boys to it.
How long do you reckon it's going to take?
Oh, it'll probably all be over in 5 minutes.
Ah, oh, good, because Mr. Archer's talking to Bert.
What are we going
to
do? Flush him out?
Hey, Neil Carter, look, where were you before you go?
Well, I reckon they'll make a run down towards the door.
So, if I stand here...
Yeah.
It'll surprise me if they went for the drain.
So, if I... I'll cover that here, then.
Yeah, good. OK. Ready? I will give it a count of three, and then I'll shift the bales.
OK. Ready, Mike?
Let me add them.
Right. One, two, three. There goes!
Towards you, Mike! Damn! You were supposed to be covering that drain. Well,
there's one gone under that bucket.
All right, hang on. Quick! Hey! Go on, Jet!
Yeah, good job, Jet.
No, he's lost it.
No, look, it's going up the wall.
Don't think you can hide on that beam. Clever beggars, aren't they?
No, it's not business yet.
One of us needs to go up there and flush it down.
Yeah, well, I am volunteering.
Neil, if you and Mike keep your eye on it...
Uh-huh. If you go up one side and I go up the other, we can mount a three-pronged attack.
All right. Need a ladder?
Yeah, you forget, I'm used to boats.
Oi, you two down there, you give us a shout if it starts to move,
okay? That's OK, we're watching it.
There's something else you need to watch, Neil Carter.
What's that?
Your back.
Is it still there?
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
John Archer. I saw you up at Willow Farm with him on Tuesday.
Well, we were talking about me breeding organic wieners for him.
Were you?
It seems like quite a good business proposition.
Oh, Neil. Well, sometimes can't get over how gullible you are.
I think it's realised you're after it.
Are you listening to me?
I'm just keeping an eye on the rafter at the same time.
What about our plans?
You all right, Denton? You? Yeah, well, it's been a long time since I climbed up here.
Didn't know you and John had any plans.
It's you and me.
Look, Ike, there's a bigger premium in organic, and John came up with some attractive figures.
Yeah, well, I could have done that.
But you didn't.
Oi, you need to go left a bit, Kenton.
Yeah, see?
Oh, right, left.
Thanks, yeah. I got my wife working all hours God sends at the shop, and you do a deal with John Archer and not with me.
Watch it, it's going to jump across.
Right. Oh, don't you dare.
You realise I'm in a position where I've got to rely on what Betty earns, and I've got a kid at university.
It's nothing personal, Mike.
I thought we were friends.
We are, but this is business.
Careful, Kenton, careful.
Listen, if I could just... flip this bit of rope over.
Missed. You're an idiot to get yourself involved in any sort of business that involves Bridge Farm.
Just because Pat and Tony decided to close the farm shop.
They'll get you running round for them, working your socks off, and then they'll kick you in the teeth. I mean, you know that, Neil. John's already done it to you once. But he's already started making fancy suggestions.
Well, he's told me I've got to get a Durop bore.
Oh, well, I mean, what's it going to be next, eh?
Hey,
and he wasn't all that happy about the fencing, eh?
Business in hand.
Yeah, yeah, please. We are. We just had to be talking about a human rat.
Oh, I'm going to try chucking a bit of this old nest at it.
Careful.
Run.
Hey, good shot.
I'll get it, Mike!
Over here, mate. I'm waiting for you.
Well done.
It's
the best
one
I've had for ages.
No problem. Let it be a lesson to you, Neil Carter. That's the sort of way they treat people at Bridge Farm.
How's things up at Brookfield, Phil?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Oh, sorry.
Debbie, why don't you go in and get some rest?
Oh, sorry. I don't think I've got any choice.
Yes, you go in, Debbie.
The sooner you get to your bed, the better.
Oh, I'm dying to wash my hair first. I promised myself that when lambing's over, I'm going to go to that new hairdresser in West Street.
Oh, your mother's already got an appointment.
I'll see you later, Dad. Bye, Dad.
Bye. Sleep well. Your father must be very pleased with you.
I do my best.
You're being paid a nice compliment.
And I do appreciate it.
Something I think it's not going to be long before I leave Debbie in charge and retire to the Bahamas.
Oh, can't imagine you giving up all this for a life of sea and sand.
I could if it was a tax haven.
Oh, problems?
I wouldn't mind so much, but I've got tax to pay based on the profits I was making 2 years ago. You know how much things have changed since then.
I don't know a farmer who hasn't got money worries at the moment.
We're going to have to cut back all the way around. We've already spread our overheads just about as thin as they'll go.
And Ruth started talking about expanding the herd again.
I thought you'd vetoed that.
Yeah, so did I, but the subject doesn't seem to go away.
So you'd have to buy in more quota, I presume?
That's exactly what Ruth wants to do.
I gather it's going to be around for longer than we were expecting.
Seems a daft thing to go and spend money on just now. Do I sound like an old fuddy-duddy to you?
Phil, you sound like a perfectly reasonable businessman.
I mean, I know I used to want to rush into things.
But now you've learned the error of your ways.
Well, I have agreed to go and hear the chap from Milkmark tonight.
Where's that?
Helpersham. So Ruth and David can't say that I'm not trying to take a balanced view.
Of course, Ruth's a partner now, isn't she?
Yeah. Jill and I can't outvote her and David.
Jill not happy with the proposal?
Oh, she agrees with me.
Well, I've always envied you having such a supportive wife.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, about that sewerage pipe...
Oh, yeah, I saw Tony about it yesterday.
He has been worried about it.
Well, I assured him there was no need.
Darling! Oh, hello, Phil. Oh,
Phil's just dropped in for a chat.
Then why don't you both come inside and I'll put the kettle on?
Maybe it's just showing him the lambs.
Oh, yes, poor girl. She's absolutely exhausted.
Well, she's gone to bed now.
Oh, that's good. Darling, look, I just have to show you this. And if you agree, I'll ring up at once.
What is it?
It's a re-enamelled roll-top Edwardian bath, and it's, look, it's only £500.
£500?
Well, it's an absolute bargain, and with Sean's help, I can make a real feature of it in our ensuite.
Jenny, what's wrong with the bath we've got?
Well, it's fiberglass. And the other good thing, it's a local number.
Anybody we know?
Well, I don't recognise it. Do you, Phil?
Well, it does ring a bell.
Jenny, we can't afford to start splashing out £500 on a new bath.
But it's what I've always wanted, and they're so hard to find. You know little Gina's mother? She's been trying to find one for months. So I can get on the phone before she does.
I knew I recognised it. It's the Grundys.
What on earth are they doing with an Edwardian bath?
Who knows what they've got over there?
I'm sure Kenton said something about it.
It probably comes with a tide mark from any round.
Oh, don't.
God knows what you might catch from it.
Oh, well, perhaps it is a bit silly of me to think of paying so much when money's a bit tight. Well, now do you want me to go in and put the kettle on?
No, not on my account.
I'm fine.
In that case, I'm going to go and see Kate.
How long is it taking her to do her packing?
Oh, is she going away?
Yes, she's leaving.
What for?
Because she and Brian need their heads knocking together. I've been down at the cottage every day this week trying to persuade her to stay.
Sounds like you've been successful.
No, I haven't. Yesterday she was putting all her clothes in black plastic bags so I could store them for her.
I'm not storing Kate's old clothes.
Well, I'll put them in the attic so you won't even have to know they're there. See you later. Bye, Phil.
Bye. Has she said where she's going?
I don't know. I don't care. Maybe she's going to stay with Linda Snell.
Oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Bumped into Linda yesterday. She kept telling me how wonderfully brave she thought Kate was being.
Brave?
I can tell you, Phil, I didn't much enjoy being patronised by Linda Snell. That's what my daughter's behaviour's brought me to.
You don't seem to have done much since yesterday.
I have. The bin's full to overflowing with stuff I've chucked out. Do you want a biscuit?
No, thanks, darling. I'm fine. Mm. Well, if you stayed, you wouldn't have to throw things away.
It can't be why I'd kept a load of old papers from college.
You know that if there's anything you want me to keep for you,
I'm not sure what's left I'm taking with me.
Okay.
Mum, you spent the past 3 days trying to get me to stay. I'm hardly going to change my mind now.
For my sake.
That's emotional blackmail.
I'll miss you.
I'm probably the only person.
No, Alice and Debbie will miss you.
Well, I know who won't, and I won't miss him either.
Oh, he'd like you to stay.
That's a lie, Mum, and you know it.
Well, I think in the heat of the moment you both said more than you meant.
Well, I didn't. Look, is it okay if I take my duvet with me?
Of course, darling. Take anything you like.
Only it is a bit nippy, and as I get bigger, I think I'm going to have trouble getting into my sleeping bag.
Have you decided where you're going?
Just about.
Isn't there anything I can say?
Mum, why should you have to go round the whole time apologising for Dad's mistakes?
Would you stay here if I promised you Dad wouldn't come near the place?
You know Dad. He wouldn't be able to keep away.
You don't think that could be because he actually cares about you?
He likes tormenting me, you mean.
There isn't somebody around here you could go and stay with, is there?
What, like Gran?
Oh, I'm sure she'll come round.
Did she go ballistic with you when you were pregnant?
Yes. There were some rather unpleasant scenes.
We live in the real world, Gran.
I didn't tell them the name of the father either.
Why do people want to stick their noses into things that are none of their business?
Hey, what about Linda and Robert? I'm sure they'd have you till things settle down.
Mum, I'm quite capable of finding my own place to stay.
Well, you know if you need a lift anywhere.
I'll give you a ring. Mm. Now, I'm going to have to get on with my packing. I think I should leave a bit of background heat on, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't want to end up in trouble because the pipes freeze. I can't believe she bought a 7-year-old without having it vetted.
Because she took one look at Ringo and fell in love.
Alistair's put him on warfarin and he's going to keep checking on him.
That must be at least the third time you've mentioned Alistair since you got here.
Oh, he's been very supportive.
Yeah. Is that why he took you out on a date on Tuesday?
Who did you hear that from?
Kenton.
I'll kill him.
But did you have a good time?
Yes, it was great. And to save you asking any more questions, I do enjoy his company.
You're blushing.
Oh, rubbish. It's all the fresh air.
I wish I could find a decent guy.
Hey, did you know that Graham and Caroline went on a date?
Again?
Yep. Graham wanted to pay her back for some tickets she had last week. Mm-hmm. Tickets that Alistair and I couldn't use. So he took her to see Larry Lovell in The Boyfriend.
I bet Caroline enjoyed that.
Oh, when I spoke to her on the phone this morning, she said it was dreadful. It even managed to get a bad review in the Borchester Echo.
It must be bad.
She said the only thing she enjoyed about the evening was Graham suggesting they left in the interval.
He's got some artistic taste, then.
Yeah, apparently Robert and Linda weren't so lucky. They had comps and had to stay until the end. And then they had to go backstage and tell Larry how much they'd enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm sure Linda rose to the occasion magnificently.
Oh, so am I. Hey, when did you see Kenton?
Oh, he's called in a couple of times recently. We've been talking about his boat.
Has he shown you his pictures?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, but don't say anything to Mum or Dad, but I've been thinking of investing in it.
I see.
Yeah, I got this late birthday present from Roger.
Hey,
and...
Debbie, I hate to say this about my own brother, but I don't think he's a good person to go into business with.
Well, I know you and Mark had a few problems.
And there was the time he got investigated by Fimbra. He only just escaped being prosecuted.
Oh, I've forgotten that.
Kenton can be very persuasive when it comes to money. I should know. I've just lent him £100.
Kate! I'm sorry, Debbie. I need help.
Why? What's the
matter? I'm bleeding.
Bleeding what? Or spotting?
Did someone just find Mum?
Oh. You lie down. I'll go and look for Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Julia.
Why didn't
you ring? The answer phone was on.
Oh, and I'd unplugged mine so I could get some sleep. Why didn't you try Dad on his mobile?
I thought if I came up here, Mum would know what to do.
Did you ring Richard?
I didn't know the number of the new surgery.
It's the same as the old one.
I didn't know. Debbie, I'm frightened.
Oh, don't worry.
I don't know what's happening. Sorry.
No, don't worry.
Mum will know what to do, won't she?
She should do after four of us. If you couldn't get any of us, why didn't you try someone else?
Who?
Anyone.
Kate! In here, Mum.
Where were you?
Oh, I was connecting Alice for school.
Mum, I think I'm losing the baby. I don't know what to do. I'm frightened.
Look, the first thing you're going to do is see Richard.
Debbie, can you come ring him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What am I going to do? I know it's frightening, darling, but don't get yourself into a state. Just take some nice deep breaths, and I'm sure Richard will be here as soon as he can.
Again.
Oh, I don't think we really want any more Teletubbies.
Again.
No, Grandpa's turning it off.
I can do it.
Not if Grandpa sits on the remote.
Mummy.
Oh, careful, Shula, he's right behind the door.
I'm hiding.
Ooh, where's Daniel? I can't see him anywhere. Have you seen him, Dad?
No, I can't think where he is.
I'm here.
Hello, darling. Has he been okay?
Yes, fine.
Oh, good. Daniel, will you go and find your shoes and coat, sweetheart?
I've brought something for you.
Ooh, goody, goody.
I don't seem to have seen you for ages.
Standing in for Auntie Chris at the stables is keeping me very busy.
Have you heard from her?
Yes, and rather more than I expected to because of Ringo.
Yes, I can imagine. Kenton said Alistair was there again yesterday.
Yes, he had to do some x-rays and blood tests.
Do you know what it is?
Yes, navicular. It's a degenerative disease.
Oh, I think Christine once had to have a horse put down because of that.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, I'm sure Alistair knows what he's doing.
Oh, so am I.
And how did your evening with him go?
Oh, what a curious lot my family are.
Sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
Oh, we had a great time. And yes, we are going out again next week.
Well, enjoy it. You deserve it.
There. Do you feel better now you've seen Richard?
It was nice of him to come out.
All you've got to do... is lie there and rest.
Well, can't I go back to the cottage?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
If all I've got to do is rest...
What happens if there's an emergency?
Debbie's right.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
You're not being.
I'm not going to lose the baby, am I?
Not if you do what Richard says.
All right.
I'll keep popping in and out to see if you want anything.
Thanks.
Can I come in?
I don't want to see him. Have you told him?
Yeah.
Why?
Kate, you can't just leave your father standing outside.
Okay.
Oh, I sometimes think the two of you are as bad as each other.
Brian, come in.
Hello, Kate. How are you feeling?
How do you think?
Darling, your dad was only asking a question.
Richard said he thought it was just a warning.
Yes, I know.
All that business of packing and lugging things about.
I don't think Kate's thinking of leaving any longer, are you?
I didn't say that.
Look, I'd like you to stay.
Would you?
Of course I want you to stay, Kate. You're my daughter. You're expecting my grandchild.
So, that's settled then, is it?
I suppose so. But I don't want people fussing over me.
Of course we won't fuss, will we, Brian?
No.
I want to be left in peace.
Well, you will be by me. I'll be out lambing.
And you can just lie there and read or watch the telly and I can make sure you eat properly.
But we won't make you do anything you don't want to.
I think I'd like to go to sleep.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Do you think someone could make me a hot water bottle?
Of course, darling.
It's all right, Jenny, I'll get it.
Oh, not too hot.
Don't worry. I know how you like it.
Oh, I wish we had a few more bats lying about in our fields.
I don't see what all the fuss is about cast iron. He loses half the heat of the hot water warming up the bath.
500 smackaroonies, that's all that matters.
I didn't catch. That was a smart move on your part.
OK, girl, you've done... Oh, I'm going to be done by a check that bench. Tell you what I've got and get up.
Go on, then.
Kenton Archer, I mean, the nerve to ring up.
Sorry, I just solved it.
You didn't realise you were still interested.
What's the joke?
Oh, morning. Do you know Kenton Archer?
Yeah, Shuler's brother.
Always fancied himself as a bit of a wheeler-dealer.
But we got one over on him.
And made a tidy little profit into the bargain.
Well, I'm glad you've had some good news.
Go on, then. Ruin the rest of the day.
I've got the results from the VI centre.
That was quick.
The infective agent is Streptococcus agalactiae.
Is that bad?
Well, it's not unexpected.
Our lovely jersey.
The good news is that it's treatable with antibiotics.
How many have we got to treat?
Oh, I'd be inclined to blitz the whole herd.
As bad as that?
I'm afraid so.
What's that going to cost us?
36 cow, 4 tubes of cow, let me think.
Oh, it's too depressing to work out.
Well, isn't there some other sort of cure?
It's the only thing that's going to get your cell count down, and fast.
I should have known when we made that few bob on the bath.
There'll be the withdrawal period, of course.
All that milk going to waste.
Still, if it gets rid of the problem...
Yeah, just going to have to go through it, I suppose. Ain't got a lot of choice.
You're sure it will cure it?
Should do. Then, if we can get some new hygiene procedures in place...
Is that what caused it, then? Bad milking practice?
Well, it certainly hasn't helped.
What do I always say, Eddie? You can't take shortcuts when it comes to milking.
I've seen you wipe udders down with a pocket handkerchief.
When did I ever do that?
It was one of the ones Edward got you for Christmas.
Right. Can't have been thinking what I was doing.
That too, right.
I'm sure you'll find that once you get into a proper hygiene routine, it'll become second nature. Now, I'm afraid I haven't got enough antibiotics with me to leave with you, so, I can either call back...
One of us will come down to the surgery.
As you like.
Don't want to take up any more of your time than's necessary.
Oh, really, are you having to pour milk down the drain?
It'll be worth it if it sorts the problem out.
Yeah, I know, but it don't make it any easier.
No, of course it doesn't. You must feel like I do when there's something I can't cure.
That nothing, is it?
Dad.
Just wondering.
Less the depreciation. Come in. 14.
Ah. Now, that's what I call a sensible job on a morning like this.
Hi, Tony. What can I do for you?
Well, I wondered if your dad was around.
No, he's taking Kenton to Hollerton Junction.
Is he leaving?
No. He's gone to London for the weekend.
It's all right for some people.
What, going to London at the height of the sales? You must be joking.
What's he doing? Avoiding his creditors.
Hey, what creditors?
Well, John, for one. He's been grumbling about Kenton still not having paid him for the pork he had for New Year's Eve.
If I was John, I'd get on to him quick on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah?
Kenton's got a mate coming through, supposed to be bringing him some money.
Oh, I'd better tell John to be at the front of the queue.
Yeah, always assuming he doesn't blow the whole lot while he's in London. Kenton's never been good with money.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a yacht.
Well, it's only a part share. How is John?
Why do you ask?
I tried to chat to him in the Bull last night, but I could have spared myself the trouble.
He's still very upset about Haley.
Well, he was an idiot.
Yeah, I think he's aware of that.
And he still seems to think he stands a chance of getting her back.
Keeps going round to try and see her.
And she's... definitely not interested.
Keep shutting the door on him.
Well, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah, but he's not scorning her. He's trying to get back together.
I must say, I thought the whole atmosphere of the Bull was gloomy last night.
I've been wondering if I shouldn't go round and see Haley.
Why?
Well, I might be able to explain to her just how John feels.
No, take my advice, mate. Keep out of it.
Yeah, that's what Pat said.
No, you always daft to get involved with other people's love life.
I just can't bear to see him so miserable.
Is it still affecting his work?
No. Oh, funnily enough, he seems to be much more focused on that.
Yeah. When I was his age, I always found the quickest way to mend a broken heart was to get stuck into work.
Trouble is, in John's case, it doesn't seem to be working. Is Phil coming back here after he's been to the station?
No, he's going up to Hollertree because Harry's off sick.
You think I might catch him there?
You could try. Or I could give him a message.
Well, I'd rather like to talk to him myself.
David? Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi, love.
You seem to be full of the joys of spring.
I am. I've had a really good chat with Jill.
What about?
Her expansion plans. It's the second time this week that she's talked to me about it.
Oh, wish my mother had talked to me about my plans. All I've had for days is Kate and her pregnancy.
Who do you think the father is?
Well, I hope for Mike and Betty's sake it isn't Roy's.
I'm surprised no one round here has opened a book on it.
It's got to be Roy's.
If Kate doesn't look after herself, it won't be anyone's.
Why?
Oh, she had a bit of a fright yesterday. She had a bit of spotting.
Oh, dear.
Richard's recommended bed rest, so she's all tucked up at home farm.
Oh, it must be serious for Kate to move back under the same roof as her father.
I just hope things go all right for her.
So do I.
Oh, I was going to go over to home farm after I'd seen Phil.
If you see Kate, give her our best wishes.
Yes, I will. Anyway, I better go and find Phil. I'll see you later.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony. What's he want to see Phil for?
I didn't ask. Now, tell me exactly what went on in your conversation with Mum.
So one of you will be down at the surgery later?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to tell William that Posh Spice has got to have antibiotics. We've got to pour all our milk away. He was ever so proud of her when he checked her yield figures last weekend.
He showed me her heifer when I came over the other morning.
Yeah, if we can have one like that every time she calves.
Are you having her AI'd?
Oh, yeah, we want to put to a good bull, but Jersey, of course.
Good. Right, well, I better get on. Shula's expecting me at the stables.
Oh. Horse not better yet?
No, I'm afraid not.
See you later.
Oh, while I think of it, even if you're going to be pouring your milk away, you might as well start on your new hygiene practice.
Yeah, okay, we will.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thanks very much. Well, good thing we got some cash for that bath.
Oh, no.
But if you'd done the right thing in the first
Dad,
place...
Dad, now is not the time to start trying to blame me.
You heard what he said in the parlour?
Yeah, and I've taken it to heart.
Good.
Hey, you'll have to help me tube up, otherwise milking's going to take me all evening.
Darn fiddle.
You can say that again. Oh, well, do you want to go down to the surgery or shall I?
What's going to be done round here?
That stile down by the river needs mending.
Oh, it ain't broke again.
Yeah.
Why do people want to go walking about in the middle of winter?
Beats me.
You're much better off sitting in front of a nice warm fire. If they've got the wood to burn on it.
Yeah, Clary's quite right. We don't need the Rayburn blazing away when we're out.
It goes in at dinner time and I never even gets warmed up. So I'll go down to the surgery then, shall I?
When do we agree that?
He wants to get some baccy and he wrote.
Well, I could get that for you.
Oh, well, if you're offering to pay for it.
You must be joking.
So you can get the style done and I'll pick up the antibiotics, OK?
Oh, where, you know where the money from the bath is?
In the cake tin.
All those lovely new 20-pound notes. Oh, it breaks your heart.
Ah, David said I'd find you here.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, I just wanted a word.
Oh, it must be important if you've come up here.
Yeah, it's a while since I've been at Hollertree.
Yeah, it's a bit different from John's organic operation.
Oh, you can say that again.
I like to come over from time to time, see everything's all right.
Mm.
Anyway, what did you want to talk to me about?
That sewage pipe.
Oh, I gather you had a word with Brian about it.
Yeah, but as usual with Brian, I got fobbed off. I knew he wasn't telling me the whole truth.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, when I was in Borchester yesterday, I went into the council offices to check on the plans for the houses that go with the sewage pipeline.
Oh, yes, they're what's called executive homes, aren't they?
I wouldn't buy one even if I could afford to. Now, the point is, the housing development company is part-owned by Matt Crawford.
Matt? I'm sure I've heard of him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because he just happens to be one of the shareholders of Borchester Land.
Oh.
Which is why Brian hasn't got any objection to the pipe cutting through estate land. He's obviously involved in the whole operation.
You like that, don't you?
What's he having?
Carrots and rice. It's about the only thing it'll take. Yes,
I see. I was going to ask if you'd spare me a bit, but now I'm not so sure.
If you're really hungry, do you want me to start serving?
Dad could be on the phone for hours, yeah?
Any idea who he's talking to?
None at all. Ruth, there was something I forgot to ask you this morning about your expansion plans.
Go on.
What would the time plan be until we got all the cows you want? 6 months, a year?
Well, there's no point in lounging about, Mum. I mean, if we're going to do it.
I think we should have a partners meeting next week.
I think Josh has had enough, love.
Does it need to be as formal as having a meeting?
It was last time.
That's true.
We don't get anywhere by not making a decision.
Ah, here's Dad.
OK, Josh, you've done very well.
Phil, couldn't you have told them to ring back? I did say we were just about to have lunch.
It was Mel.
Oh, I thought she'd want to talk to Kenton, not you.
She did.
Trust Kenton not to tell her he was going to London.
Well, apparently there's quite a lot that Kenton hasn't told people.
Phil?
What is it?
But according to Mel, he's in big trouble with the Australian tax authorities.
Oh, no.
Well, that doesn't come as any surprise.
And there's something else.
Sounds serious.
Jill, I don't know how to tell you this. It hasn't sunk into me yet. Mel's his wife.
What?
Henson's married and he hasn't told us.
According to Mel.
He's been here 2 months and never said he was married.
She obviously thought we knew.
Well, not that they were married.
How long has it been?
Well, quite a long time as far as I can make out.
Oh, Kenton.
My brother never ceases to amaze me.
I better get that pie out of the oven.
Not for me, thanks, Jill.
I've lost my appetite.
I didn't know how I was going to tell you.
Perhaps he'll be able to explain it all when he gets back from London.
Yeah, it's going to take some explaining.
The Archers was written by Louise Page, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill Studios by David Ian Neville, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.